Unit 2. Form filling and table completion.
Listening activity number 16. Listen to Jane on the tape talking about her relatives. Tick if the information is correct, or write in the necessary changes.
Look at this picture. This is a party my sister had 2 years ago for her wedding, I think it was.
Who's that? I mean the woman on the very left.
Oh, that's Aunt Elmy. She's my mother's sister. She got married very young and has 2 grown-up children, now who have all left home. She's great fun, and she and I get on really well. She says she's old-fashioned and doesn't know anything about the world, 'cause she's always been a housewife. But in fact, she's really very broad-minded about most things. The lady she's talking to is my aunt, Louise, but on my father's side. She is a music teacher in London University. She married someone really odd, but it didn't work out, and they ended up in the divorce courts after 2 years.
And who's that man?
The one with his back to the camera?
Yes, in the middle of the 2 other men.
Oh, that's my Uncle Tom. He is humorous. He's a freelance designer and works in Paris. We see him at Christmas time every year. I like him very much. The man he is talking to is his friend Lewis. They used to work together. Now he lives in London. Now let's see. Who else is there? The man in the middle of the group on the right is my cousin Roger. He's a sales manager, and he's really pompous and full of himself. Thank goodness he lives up in Scotland. And do you see that chap with the long hair and the beard over to the right? He's wearing glasses.
Oh, yes.
Well, he's another cousin, Mark. He's a student in Oxford University. He is one of the clever ones in the family. He's talking to his girlfriend. I can't remember her name.
Listening activity number 17. Julia is a student at university. She is looking for a room to rent. She has seen an advertisement and has decided to phone the landlord. As you listen, fill in the form below. Hello, 6593427.
Hello. I saw your advertisement on the college accommodation board for a room.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I wonder if you could give me some more information.
Yeah, well, what would you like to know?
Well, I was wondering, what's the rent?
£50 per week.
And what does that include?
The room, obviously. It's your own room, a single one, so you don't have to share. But you share the bathroom, and you can use the kitchen. But there are no meals included.
Right. And what about heating and cooking arrangements?
No, you don't have to pay for that. There's central heating in all the rooms, so there's nothing extra to pay there. The cooker is electric.
Oh, lovely. And do you want the rent weekly? Is there a deposit?
You have to pay weekly. And there's a 1-month deposit, payable in advance.
Right, that sounds fair enough. Are there any particular house rules, you know, that I've got to keep to?
How do you mean?
Well, like what about guests and hours?
Oh yes, well you can come and go as you want, of course, but you must pay a deposit for the front door key. That's separate from the other deposit, I'm afraid.
I see.
As for guests, they should be out by 11 o'clock. We don't like to say that, but we've had a bit too much trouble, so we have to.
Right. Is it quite near public transport?
Oh yes, 5 minutes to the tube station, and the bus stop is just round the corner, with buses into town every 10 minutes or so.
Lovely. It sounds just the thing. Do you think I could come and have a look at it tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, of course. I'll give you the address. Now it's 46 West Avenue, Acton, just opposite the post office.
West Avenue. Yes, I know it. If I come about 4:30, is that all right?
That's fine. By the way, your name is...
Julia Smith.
Right, Julia. I'll see you 4:30 tomorrow afternoon then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Listening activity number 18. You will hear a conversation. As you listen, fill in an accident report form with the information you hear.
Good morning, nurse. You're early.
Really? I don't think so. It's just gone 9.
Oh, so it has.
There's been an accident then?
Yes, 10 minutes ago. A young woman saw it and telephoned us.
Okay. We'd better get this form filled out. Did you get her name?
Yes, it's Julia Smith.
And what's her address?
32 Westminster Road, Watford.
Now let's turn to the lady who had the accident. Is the injury bad?
No, I don't think so. Cuts, bruises and shock.
Oh, not too serious at all.
No, she shouldn't be in for too long.
Who is she?
A housewife.
What's her name?
Susan Thomas.
Thomas, okay. Where does she live?
37 Merton Road, Harrow.
37 Merton Road, Harrow. Okay, what happened?
A boy ran in front of her car. She swerved to miss him and the car hit the curb. And the lady hit the windscreen.
What about the boy?
The boy's all right, but the lady is in shock. The casualty officer is sending her to the Windsor ward.
Have you got her things?
Yes. These things were in her bag. There's a purse with some money and her driving license.
Anything else?
Yes. There were some things in the car.
Could you call them out while I write a list?
Sure.
Oh, is it the 7th of March today?
No, the 2nd.
Right. What have we got then?
Okay. One medical card.
Oh, good. What else?
A sort of shopping list. A couple of pictures of her kids, I think.
Oh, dear. Has the family been notified?
Yes, I told the police and they told her husband.
What else is there?
A dentist's appointment card. Some tickets for a film.
Oh, dear. For tonight? What bad luck. Is that all?
That's the lot. Okay, see you later, nurse. I hope the lady will be all right.
Listening activity number 19. You're going to hear a talk about some volcanoes. Look at the chart below. Listen carefully to the talk and write down the missing information in the correct place.
The eruption of Mount Vesuvius was probably the most famous eruption in history. However, the eruption of Mount Vesuvius did not kill the most people of any volcanic eruption. Let's compare Mount Vesuvius with some other famous volcanoes. Here is a chart with the names of 6 volcanoes. The chart tells you the name of the volcanic mountain where it is located, the date of an eruption, and the approximate number of people who died in the eruption. Look at Mount Vesuvius on the chart. It is located in Italy. It erupted in 79 AD. Approximately 2,000 people died in the eruption. Write the number 2,000 in the correct place. Let's fill in the missing information on the chart for the other volcanic mountains. Are you ready to write in the information and complete the chart? Okay, let's begin with the next mountain on the chart. Cotopaxi. It's Cotopaxi. It is located in Ecuador. It erupted in 1877 and about 1,000 people died. Now look at Krakatoa. It is located in Indonesia. It erupted in 1883 and killed about 36,000 people. Write the year 1883 in the correct place. Now let's complete the information for Mount Pelee. It's P-E-L-E-E. Mount Pelee is located in Martinique. It erupted in 1902, killing 38,000 people. Did you write 38,000 in the correct space? Okay. Next, fill in the blank for Mount St. Helens in Washington State in the United States. It erupted in 1980 and 60 people were killed. Finally, let's complete the chart for Mount Tambora in Indonesia. It erupted in 1815, killing 12,000 people. 12,000 people died in 1815. Now your chart should be complete.
Listening activity number 20. You will hear a dialogue between a student and a landlord. The student has seen an advertisement and is phoning the landlord to find out more about it. As you listen, fill in the form below.
Hello? 643-8186.
Hello, I'm ringing about the room you have advertised.
Oh, yes.
Is it still available?
Yes, it is.
I wonder if you could tell me something about it.
Yes, well, what would you like to know?
Well, I was wondering, how much is the rent?
It's £40 a week.
And what does that include?
The room, of course. It's a single room, so you don't have to share. But you do have to share the bathroom and the kitchen.
Are any meals included?
No meals. You have to cook for yourself.
Right. And what about heating?
There's a coin meter in the room. You can turn the heating on any time just by putting some coins in. So the heating is exclusive of the rent.
Oh, I see. Is the cooker gas or electric?
Electric. As I said, you share the kitchen with the other tenants.
Okay. And do you want the rent weekly or monthly?
You have to pay weekly, on Monday.
Do I have to pay a deposit?
Yes, I'd like a deposit of 1 month's rent.
Right. That sounds fair enough. Are there any particular rules that I have to keep to?
Well, guests should be out by 11 o'clock. We don't really like to say that, but, well, we've had a lot of trouble, so we have to.
Uh-huh. Is it quite near public transport?
Oh, yes, 5 minutes to the tube station. And the bus stop is just round the corner. The buses into town run every 10 minutes or so.
Lovely. It sounds great. When is the room available?
It'll be available from the 2nd of April.
That will be next week, then. Good. Do you think I could come and have a look at it this evening?
Yes, of course. Do you have the address?
No, I don't. Could you tell me where it is?
All right. It's 34 Church Road, Highgate. How are you coming?
By tube.
Good. It's very close to Highgate Tube Station. It's near the post office, opposite the school.
I see. I think I know it now. Can I come about 6 this evening?
Well, I might not be back at 6. So let's say 8. Is that okay?
Fine.
Oh, could you tell me your name?
Greta Faulkner.
Sorry, the line's not good. Could you say it again?
Greta.
Greta. I'll see you around 8 then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Unit 3. Direction and location.
Listening activity number 1. Task 1. You are going to listen to a conversation about how to make English-style tea. As you listen, put the missing words in the blanks.
Mr. Wang, would you like some tea?
Yes, please.
Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, it tastes different from Chinese tea.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's not too bad. How do you make English-style tea?
It's easy. Put some water in a kettle and boil the water. Then you should warm the pot.
Warm the pot? How do you do this?
Just by putting a little hot water into the teapot and swilling it round. You know, to make the very best tea, the water must be as hot as possible.
Uh-huh. So what do you do then?
So then, you put some tea into the teapot, about 2 to 3 teaspoons, and then you pour the boiling water over the tea.
And then is it ready to drink?
No, you should let the tea stand for a few minutes to let it brew properly. It has to be quite strong. And then pour a little milk into a cup.
Some milk?
Yes, if you like tea with milk, which most English people do, pour the tea into the cup and it's ready to drink. Or if you want to add some sugar to the tea, maybe 1 or 2 teaspoons.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
I may give it a go next time then.
Listening activity number 2. Task 1. Listen to a conversation between Mary and her brother, Jack. As you listen, complete the instructions about how to use the water heater.
Jack is staying with his sister Mary in England. He wants to have a shower, but he doesn't know how to use it, so he phones Mary.
EBC Company.
Good morning. Can I speak to Mary? It's her brother here.
Oh, hi, Jack. This is Mary. When did you come? I thought you were coming this afternoon.
Yes, well, I planned to, but my friend bought a ticket for this morning instead, so...
I see. Well, I'm sorry I'm very busy now, so I can't really leave. Well, you can have a rest and take a shower.
That's just it. I'm going to take a shower, but I don't know how to use the hot water tank.
Oh, okay. Well, don't plug in the electricity. The hot water tank, until you're absolutely sure you've filled it with water.
Don't plug in the hot water tank, sorry.
Don't plug it into the mains.
Oh.
Yep.
I see. Before it's full of water, oh, I'm with you.
Because at the moment, it's drained off for the winter, you see.
I get you, yeah.
Now the tank, it's got two taps underneath it.
Yes.
One's red, one's black.
Right.
You're all right?
Uh-huh.
Now here, you've got to close the red one first.
Close the red first, yes.
That's the drainage tap.
Yeah.
Then you've got to open the black one.
Open the black one?
Which is the supply tap.
Yes. Well, yes. Open the black one, right.
And it'll take about 5 minutes, probably, to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can plug it into the mains.
Good. And then I get...
And about half an hour later, you should have some hot water with any luck.
About half an hour?
Mm.
Fine. So I've got electricity and water.
Yes.
Great. Well, sounds like...
You should be all right.
Okay, thanks. See you soon.
Listening activity number 3. Task 1. Look out the following pictures and listen carefully to the news. As you listen, pick out the wanted man according to the description.
Police are searching for a man who is wanted for questioning about a string of burglaries in the London area. In the incidents, a man tied a woman in her own house in the early hours of the morning and escaped with goods valued at around £5,000. They included items of jewellery, a stereo, a video recorder, and a colour TV set. The woman managed to free herself unhurt after the man fled. She described the man as follows. He's about 30 years old and of medium build. He has a long, angular face and a pointed nose. He has a small moustache and a short black hair. His eyes are small and he wears glasses. He also has a faint scar on his left cheek. I'll repeat that description. A man of medium build with a long angular face, a pointed nose and small eyes. He has a small moustache, short black hair, and he was wearing glasses. He has a faint scar on his left cheek. As I said, please contact your nearest police station if you think you can offer any assistance.
Listening activity number 4. Task 1. Look at the following pictures and listen carefully to the news. As you listen, pick out the wanted man according to the description.
Last night, a man broke into a factory in the Leeds area and got away with cash of around £6,000. He's about 40 years old and very short, about 155 centimetres. He's almost completely bald and has got a little hair at the sides above each ear. But he does have a big brown beard. He was later seen driving away from the scene in an old blue escort car. Police warn that this man could be armed and therefore dangerous. If anyone has any information as to his whereabouts, please contact your nearest police station. I'll repeat that description. A man about 40 years old, 155 centimetres tall, almost bald, with a little hair above each ear. He has a big brown beard. If anyone sees him, please contact your nearest police station.
Listening activity number 5. Task 1. Listen to a conversation between Jim and Kathy. As you listen, pick out Kathy's sister according to the description.
Hello, 234-5786.
Hello, could I speak to Jim Schaefer, please?
Speaking.
Oh, hi Jim, this is Kathy. I'm sorry to bother you so late. I just want to ask you a little favour.
Oh, sure. I'd like to help out. Just anything you want.
Look, my sister Diana is coming to visit our campus. We're supposed to meet at the front of the main building at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes?
Unfortunately, I forgot that I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, so I can't go and meet her. Could you possibly meet her for me?
Yes, I could do, but I've never seen your sister before.
Well, she's sort of average height and quite slim. She's 21 years old, with short, curly hair, and she has an attractive face and usually looks pretty cheerful. It's easy to recognise her. She usually wears a jumper and trousers with flat shoes.
Okay, let me write that down. Average height and slim, about 21 years old, with short, curly hair and an attractive face. She'll probably be wearing a jumper and trousers. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I should be able to recognise her.
Thank you very much.
Listening activity number 6. Task 1. Listen to a conversation between a customer and a policeman. As you listen, pick out the man the lady describes.
Officer, officer.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody just took my purse. My money, my credit cards, and everything's gone.
All right, just calm down a minute. Okay, now what did the person look like?
He was kind of tall and thin.
About how tall?
Around 170, something like that.
Around 170. And how old was he?
I'm not sure. Oh, he was fairly young. In his teens, I think. 17 or 18.
And what colour was his hair?
Blonde, and it was long and frizzy.
Eyes?
I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Yes, of course. What was he wearing?
He was wearing old jeans and a T-shirt, and boots. Oh yes, he was wearing glasses.
Fine. And now tell me about your purse. What did it look like?
Well, it was red, and it had a shoulder strap.
What was it made of?
Leather.
Okay, now I'll need your name and address.
Listening activity number 7. Task 1. You'll hear a dialogue between a policeman and a lady who has lost her daughter. As you listen, work out who is the lady's daughter. Now listen carefully.
Clifton Police Station, can I help you?
Yes, it's about my daughter, Mary. She went to school this morning and she hasn't arrived yet, and it's 11 o'clock.
Just a minute. Mrs...
Mrs. Joe Smith, 34 Bath Road.
Thank you. Now, Mrs. Smith, what exactly is the matter?
Well, Mary left home this morning at about 9 o'clock. Then her teacher telephoned me about an hour ago and asked if Mary was ill. I said, no, why? And then she said...
I see. Now let's have a few details. How old is Mary?
She is 6.
And what does she look like?
Well, she is slim and has long dark hair tied in a pigtail with a ribbon in it.
Yes, slim. Long dark hair, tied in a pigtail with a ribbon in it. And what colour is the ribbon?
It's pink.
Pink. Okay, what does she wear?
She is wearing a white short-sleeved blouse and a pink and white striped skirt, long stockings and black shoes.
Just a minute. Let me write them down. A white short-sleeved blouse and a pink and white striped skirt with long socks and black shoes. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, Mrs. Smith. We'll help you find out your daughter. We'll give you a call as soon as we get the information about your daughter.
Thank you very much.
Listening activity number 8. You're going to listen to a conversation. As you listen, tick the right letter according to the direction. Now listen to the conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a bank. Is there one around here?
A bank? Let's see now. Oh, okay. The road we're in now is the Broadway. So you need to go down this street to the intersection. Turn left and go one block until you come to Beach Road. Turn right onto Beach Road and then it's on the right side of the street, just past the chemists. You can't miss it.
I see. Down to the intersection, turn left, go to the end of the block, and then turn right.
That's it.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Listening activity number 9. Look at the diagram below and listen to the directions. As you listen, follow the directions and then write the appropriate number beside the name of the place.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the university library is, please?
The university library? Oh, yes. Well, when you leave the bus station, you should turn right, and if you walk a little way down the road, you'll come to a crossroads. Turn right here, and about...
What's the name of the street?
Oh, it's First Avenue. So you walk along this street, and about 200 yards further down, there's another crossroads. And this time you turn left into Hill Road.
So that's right at the first crossroads, and left at the second.
Uh-huh. Then as you walk up Hill Road, you'll see the post office on your left, and next to it a large supermarket. The library's just across the road from it, on your right.
Okay. Hill Road, opposite the supermarket.
It's a fairly distinctive building, easy to spot, next to a big hotel.
That's great. Opposite the supermarket and next to the big hotel. Actually, I could do with finding a good bookshop. Are there any nearby?
There are a couple. One on Second Avenue and another on First. I think the one on First Avenue is probably the best.
How do I get there?
Well, instead of turning left up Hill Road at the second crossroads, just carry straight on. You'll see a pub on the corner. Then it's not the next building, but the one after that.
So it's pretty near the library then?
Yeah, the one on Second Avenue is nearer actually. But as I said, this one's bigger.
Wonderful. Oh, hang on. Before I go to the bookshop, I should get some money first. Is there a Lloyds Bank in town?
Lloyds Bank? Yes. Now, it's... Well, if you go straight across the first crossroads when coming out of the bus station, you'll eventually get to a junction with Second Avenue. And I think Lloyd's is on the corner there, opposite a small hairdresser's.
Okay, I think I can remember all those directions. Thank you ever so much. You've been very kind.
Not at all. I hope you find all the places okay.